Welcome to the House and House Washington page on the one to count on for today's news and local information, AM and FM KCII. House and House, you're not changing your lifestyle, just your address. I'm Jennifer Wilkerson with KCII News. On today's program, I'm talking with Janisa Harris, Youth Services Librarian at the Washington Public Library, about the Washington Public Library Summer Reading Program and the events that they will offer.
I was excited to get your newsletter about summer reading. That means summer's here or getting very, very close.
We're gearing up. It's fun time at the library. And we're so excited to have summer reading June and July this year, which is really great. The theme is Find Your Voice, and we're excited to actually use our new Beanstack app to do the reading challenges. So we have reading challenges up from littles to adults. So adults, you can participate too. Might be fun in your family to see who can do it. Read the most books or minutes or complete their challenge first. We really encourage the reading portion of summer reading because the summer slide is such a real thing. The kiddos can lose up to 2 reading levels over the summer to September. So just think of the library as a bridge from that time to September to get those kids into reading. If they read 6 books over the summer, their score goes higher in reading and math when they return to school. And so we have a ton of fun activities to keep the kids engaged, learning, and reading this summer. So we have amazing family programs this summer. These are free and open to everyone. You don't have to register. So we're going to kick off with musician Chad Elliott Tuesday, June 6th at 10 at Central Park. We're going to have a Pokemon expert Ian Saturday, June 10th at 10. This will be in the library meeting rooms. Iowa State Insect Zoo is coming Tuesday, June 13th from 2 to 4 in the library meeting rooms. Iowa City Ghost Hunters are coming Saturday, June 17th. This one is for 6th grade to adult, and that starts at 6. Grout Museum will be Friday, June 23rd at 10 at Central Park. Magician David Cassis, Tuesday, June 27th at 10 at Central Park. Lifeside Candyland will run June 28th through 30th. It'll be set up in the second level. Families can stop by when the library is open to get their kit to do the life-size Candyland. Once you find the castle, come back to the front desk and we might have a little sweet treat for you. Musician Mike Anderson will be Friday, June 7th at 10 at Central Park. We're going to have Movie Madness July 10th at 1. Just lit. There will be registration for that just for popcorn's sake. So I have enough popcorn for you. Musician Duke Otherwise, Tuesday, July 11th at 1. That will also be at Central Park. We're going to have Chalk the Walk Town Square Edition, Thursday, July 13th, 10 to noon. You can bring chalk, but we also have it. So we're going to beautify the square with beautiful chalk art, and then they can enjoy it that night at Farmer's Market. We're going to have Cold-Blooded Redhead Reptile, Saturday, July 15th at 10. These will be in the library meeting rooms. We're going to have a foam zone Thursday, July 27th from 10 to 11:30 in Central Park. If it rains for any of the events up at Central Park, just know they will be in the meeting room so we won't have to sit in the rain. K through 2nd will meet every Monday in June from 9:30 to 10:30 and have standalone events in July. 3rd through 5th will have a lot of standalone events this summer. We're trying something new. Some of them are like Earthworm Lab, Pokemon Terrarium, Graphic Novel Book Club, and a program where they get to turn themselves into a Lego character, and so much more. Teens will also have standalone activities in June and July, such as Do-It-Yourself Smash Book, Iowa City Ghost Hunters, Bob Ross Paint Along. They can make Do-It-Yourself Felt Succulents and Paint Your Pet. So you can get the calendar on our library website, which is great. Any events in red on those calendars, you register online. Also, we like to say grade completed for the events you attend, just so you're in the right area. But if you have questions, call the library, stop in. We're happy to answer them. We hope you can come. If you can't come to the events, please just be encouraged to do the summer reading challenges. That's just huge. They're free. They're easy to access. If you can't access the Beanstack app because of technology limitations, we have the reading logs printed. So don't let that stop you from participating in them. So it'll be so much fun. We have awesome reading prizes for those who accomplished their reading goals this summer. So some of them are like Iowa State football tickets and Legos and candy and books and all the great things.
All fun things and a really nice array of different activities lined up. There are some things like, I want to go, yes, like see that and do,
yes,
that.
And don't feel like you can't, as adult, come enjoy these family programs. They are for you too. At any age, you can love a magician or a musician. So don't feel like, oh, this is only for kids. And Tammy has some amazing adult programs for you guys too. And we have some really fun things for our 0 to 3-year-olds and preschoolers. So we have something for all of you.
Great. Well, thank you so much.
Thank you.
That was Janisa Harris joining on today's Halcyon House Washington page to talk about the Washington Public Library Summer Reading Program. Halcyon House, you're not changing your lifestyle, just your address. I'm Jennifer Wilkerson with KCII News.